Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll cover some wheat news, along with covering all the upcoming extension programs. But first, did you know that Ag Day will be celebrated on March 18th, 2025, and this day falls during National Ag Week? We celebrate National Ag Month to bring awareness to the significant contribution that the agriculture industry has on our society and its influence on our future. From farm production to job creation, agriculture enriches nearly every part of our lives and plays a vital role in our local communities and across the country. Every year, producers, agriculture associations, universities, government agencies, and countless others across America join together to recognize the contributions that agriculture makes in our lives. In my ag news, 'tis the time of year that we might have questions about ARC and PLC and what programs farmers should choose for the 2025 crop year. Producers have until April 15, 2025 to make their farm program selections for crops to be harvested in 2025. Both agricultural risk coverage, or ARC, and price loss coverage, PLC, are offering higher price benchmarks this year. If a farmer buys SCO crop insurance by March 15th, then the farmer must file the FSA form to choose PLC for that crop also by March 15th. Remember, the payments for 2025 crop year will not be paid until October of 26, since the 2025 county yields are determined and marketing year average price is known. So, a lot could happen to the market prices between now and then. While ARC might be a little more likely to pay unless there is a bumper crop in our county, overall protection against low prices is less than PLC because of the 10% cap on payments. And if you are a farmer that selects SCO and then signs up for ARC, you will just nullify the SCO election. Again, only ARC and PLC decisions have to be made by April 15th. In my wheat news, save the date for the Wheat RX seminar in Salina, March 11th. Mark your calendar for the Kansas Wheat RX, which combines suggested management practices for the economical and sustainability production of high-quality winter wheat in Kansas. Speakers will discuss variety selection, weed control, disease management, soil fertility, and more. The Salina seminar will take place at the Great Plains Factory on March 11th. This seminar was originally scheduled for February 11th, but was postponed due to the bad weather. If you registered for the original date, your registration will roll over to the new date of March 11th. These events are free for members of the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers. It costs $110 for non-members. However, the event fee includes the membership. Online registration for this seminar is kswheat.com/wheatrx. In my extension news, save the date for the 2025 KSU Cattlemen's Day, March 7th. Register now for the 112th Cattlemen's Day to be hosted on Friday, March 7th at the National Guard Armory located at 721 Levy Drive, Manhattan, Kansas. The trade show, educational exhibits, and program will start at 8 a.m. and registration is $25 if registered by February 21st, or $35 at the door. Morning refreshments and lunch will be included in the registration. Call the Extension office for more details. And for our local office, our next Teach and Taste will be Wednesday, February 26th, here at the Extension office, starting at 6:30 p.m. Check out our calendar that covers all the details of all the upcoming events and activities that we have. The Master Gardeners and Friends will also have their February gardening meeting Thursday, February 27th, starting at 7 p.m. here at the Extension Office Meeting Room. Everyone is invited to come learn new gardening tips. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.